like to discuss tonight a little bit about Halbanath Pnei Chaveira Barabim and the severity of that Aveira, which is not the exact listed topic for tonight's year. It's the same starting point that I intended to start with. We're going to end up taking it a different direction than I'd originally anticipated. The Gemara says in Bav Mitzvah and Daf Netesim and Aleph, Noach lal adam sheyav al safik eshes ish val yabim pnei chaveir barabim. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss the story of David. Amr David Nekadosh Baruch Hu, Yivanu shalom galavi yadu alafanecha shem hayu mekarim besari lo yadami shosik la'aretz. David, So that was a sharp comeback on the part of David HaMelech. And then the Gemara says the famous Memra, Amr B'Yochan, Mishur Mishur B'Yochai, Noach lal adam sheyapel atma l'kif shana ish, v'al yabam p'nei chaveir b'rabim, menalim mitamar, t'chsev himuteis, v'hi shalcha el chameha. Fine. So the Gemara here indicates the severity of the Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. If you take a look at the second page, Tosis in Sota Daf Yud Amid Beis, the Gemara has the parallel Memra, and the Memra is quoted here as well. Tosis is bothered, if this is such a chamur thing to be Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, then why is that not counted among the Gimel Averos Chamuros, where we say Yaharig Va'al Yavor? So Tosis writes, Venira, the last long line on the top, why isn't it one of the big three? So it's not explicit, we learn that from Tamar, but it's not explicit that Halbanas Pnei Chaveira is that level of Aveira. So that list of the big three, the Gimel Chamuros are only that which are Befurish Bekra, as opposed to Malbim Pnei Chaveira Barabim, which is much as it is a severe iser, is not mefurish berakah. It also sounds like, fundamentally, the prohibition of bimal b'nei chaveir b'rabim should be fun of the gibel chamuros, and the din should be yaharig val yavor, and the only reason it is not mentioned b'feirish and not gemar m'sachim is for a technicality. But the din sounds like it would be the same, yaharig val yavor. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, the fourth page here, chelek shar shlishi, it's actually Kuf Lamates and Kuf Mem are relevant, but let's look at Kuf Lamates. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, this is in his long list of all the possible averas that a person could perform that he has to do tshuva for. V'nei avak haritzicha halbanas panim. So embarrassing someone is considered avak ritzicha. Ki panav yichavru v'gam mar ha'odem. So it actually looks like killing someone because his face turns colors. V'dom el ritzicha. So it's going to turn red at some point, so that's like you're killing someone. V'chein Amar Rizal, Shenis, Kitar Albana Marmi Mavis. It's a mostly difficult, worse than death. Alkein Amar Rizal, Olam Yapil Adam Asma Lakif Shana Eish, Val Yavim Pnei Chaveir Barabim. V'lo Amar Kein Bashar Veiras Chamuros, Achein Damu Avak Ritzicha El Haritzicha. V'kamosha Amar Ki Yahareg V'lo Yirtzach. V'damu Lisa Amar Shiyapil Asma Lakif Shana Eish, V'lo yalbim p'nei chaveiro berabim v'lam demizem me'inyen tamar. So the Rabbeinu Yonah also sounds like this is essentially one of the Gibel Chamuros. It's not a separate category, like Tosfos sounds like, but it's a subset of Ritzicha, Avak Ritzicha, and just like Ritzicha is Beharig Val Yavor, that albanim p'nei chaveiro berabim is Beharig Val Yavor as well. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, the end of Simen Zion, points out that there's a Me'iri who sounds otherwise. The Me'iri in the Gemara here in Sota, Daf Yod Amud Beis, has the following line. La'olam yizayir adam shelo, it's not in the handout, La'olam yizayir adam shelo lahalbim p'nei chaveir barabim. Actually, you have the Rosham Zaman Shuba, so it is quoted there. No, he doesn't quote the Me'iri, the verbatim though. Okay, neither does the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, La'olam yizayir adam shelo lahalbim p'nei chaveir barabim derech ha'ara amru. Noach lal adam sheyapel asma l'toch kif shana ish v'al yam p'nei chaveir b'rabim. Derech aram amru is like derech tzachos, that it's a melitza, it's an expression, it doesn't really mean that it has the chomer ha'iser of Yeharik Val Yavor, of really being Mapil Asmel Tokiv Shanesh, it doesn't mean you have to give up your life rather than embarrassing someone publicly. It's a guzma, it's an expression, but it's not meant to be taken literally. There's some Azam and Kosis Meiri, and he says all the other Rishonim sound otherwise. It sounds like the Meiri is the Shita Sachid, and the Tosis of Rabbeinu Yonah that we just quoted sound like they take this pretty seriously. That is actually from the Gimel Chamuros, or maybe it's Zalat Chamuros, and it's the Yeharik Val Yavor Pshuto Kimel Shmo. So some point out that maybe the Rambam also is like the Meiri, because in the Rambam list the Gimel Chamuros, he saw the Torah Parakeh, the end of the packet, he doesn't list Habanos Pnei Chavir Barabbas. So you could argue, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's Nichlal and Rificha. You don't have to have a separate category, and the Rambam is just quoting Lashon and Gemara, so I don't think it's Rai Mechrachas one way or another for the Rambam, but the Rambam in Yisodei Torah, Parakeh, Halacha Beis, quotes the standard list of the Gimel Chamuros. There's a tshuva of the Binyan Sion, which you have here in the handout as well. Tshuva's Binyan Sion, Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, who points out, tries to figure out, his conclusion is that this is really a Pshuto Kemashmo Yeharik Val Yavor, but he says, don't prove that from the Gemara on the bottom of Nuchas Amud Beis. So the very bottom of the previous Amud, which you don't have here, has another famous line, Kolam Album Pnei Chaveiro Barabim Ki'ilu Shofich Damim. So if you embarrass someone publicly, it's Ki'ilu, you kill him. So don't prove from there, says the Binyan Sion, that this is really Ritzicha and Yeharik Val Yavor, because ki'ilu can mean different things in different places. The fact that it says ki'ilu shafek damim doesn't mean that it's really shafek damim. It doesn't necessarily mean it has the severity of being shafek damim. He points out, for example, you have the Gemara in the end of Makos that kolam mevaza es ha moedos is ki'ilu
oved
or zara. Right. So what does that mean? Does that mean that's from the Gimel Chamuros, that if you wear your weekday clothing on Chol HaMoed, then it's Yeharik Val Yavor? So no one really says that. So obviously Ke'ilu means different things in different places, and not every Ke'ilu is of the same severity. When my brother-in-law, your classmate, made opinion of Ben, so my in-law's Rabbi David Scheinfeld at Kew Gardens Hills told a Maisa, I forget who the Hasidic Rabbi was, but it says in the Sfarim, not really sure, clear exactly what the original source for this is, or how early a source there really is, but it says in the Sfarim that if you participate in Sudas Pindinaben, there's Ke'ilu, you fast Pedalatanias. So there's a certain Hasidic Rebbe that always fasted every Mother Gedanishtik. So they said to him, why don't you just go to Sudas Pindinaben? So that's like 84 Tanias, so they have to actually fast every week. So they said, no. So there, when you have a Sudas Pinyan Aven, so that's Ke'ilu Pedal Tanias. So there's certain Averos that are Ke'ilu Averos. Ke'ilu Oved Aved Zara, Ke'ilu Shafik Damim. So when you have that Sudas Pinyan Aven, that's Mechaper for the Ke'ilu Averos. But to be Mechaper for the real Averos, you have to have a real Tanis. Fine. So that's what the Binyan Sin is saying over here, that there are Ke'ilus and there are the real things. So not every Ke'ilu is the real thing. So the fact that it says Ke'ilu Shafik Damim does in and of itself prove that this is from the Gimel Chamuros and Yeharik Val Yavor. Nevertheless, he does come down in that direction. He points out the following ha'ara. If you look in, let's start back in the Tessim and Aleph. The pasuk that the Gemara quotes that Noach la'adam shi'apel asma kivshin eish from Tamar is himutzeis v'hi shalcha el chamiha. Look at Tosas, the fifth himutzeis below Aleph. I think an R printed Chumashim is with an Aleph, right? I think. So Tosa says below Aleph, Vayatzas Eish Bitzion, that ignited the fire. Shahisa Krova Leish Kvar, she was already right outside the fire. Velo Shilchalo El Beremez, Imlohaya Moda Lohaisa Mufarsamasa. So mutseis without an aleph means lighting the fire. So she was practically in the fire already. Take a look at it's with an aleph.
Yeah, mutseis is an aleph.
Is with an aleph. Right. Mm-hmm. So the Tosfos here has he mutseis below aleph. Because without an aleph means that igniting the fire. Take a look at Tosfos in Ksubis, Samos Ayin Beis, page 3 of the handout, again the same parallel Memra. Tosus there writes, "Yachsiv he mutzeis." Rabbeinu Chananel garis mutzeis below aleph loshen vayasas eish bitzia. Fine. So that there he quotes that b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. The Tosus in Bamitzia quotes it bistam, and the Gemara has mutzeis with an aleph. So what's this machlokas? Whether mutzeis has an aleph or mutzeis doesn't have an aleph? So look in Rashi. Rashi in the Testament Aleph in Bav Mitzia, about 7-8 lines down. He mutzeis v'hi shalcha. Afa v'shahayu motzin asal l'sreifa. So they're taking her out to be burned. So mutzeis with an Aleph means taking out. Not milashon hatzasas eish, milashon yitzia. Afa v'shahayu motzin asal l'sreifa. Lo amr lahem lihuda nevalti. Ela shalchalo l'mi she'elelo anuchi hara. Fine. So why did Rabbeinu Chananel see necessary to argue on the pasuk, the printed pasuk with the aleph, and say that pshat and mutzeis is without an aleph? So the Binyan Sin suggests the following. So if pshat was mutzeis with an aleph, that she's being taken out, but she's not right next to the fire yet, so you could have argued there's no raya of no shiapel adam l'tov shenesh. Maybe Tamar's strategy was that she has a little bit of time, so let's try to do this calmly without embarrassing Yehuda, and if he doesn't go for it, then I'll have to come out and be more explicit before I get burnt. But if Shad is mutzeis without an aleph, that she's at the fire, there's no more time. So it's now or never. If Yehuda's not going to come forward, it's going to be too late. So that's why Ibn Chananel argues and says, no, Pshat has to be without the Aleph, he would say she's being burned, because otherwise you don't have a raya of Noach la'adam she'apel asmal tokif shenesh v'al'yabim p'nei chaveiro b'rabim. So the Binyan Sion's conclusion is in the direction that this is a yeharg v'al'yavur mamish. Along those lines, Hashem Zalman discusses in that tshuva, chelak aleph simen zayin, the very end of simen zayin, the whole tshuva is about various situations of being Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. In the very end, he raises a question whether so he raises the question, if it is true that Kipchuto Hamalim Pnei Chavero is one of the Gimel Averos Chamuros, it's a potential Yehurg Val Yavr situation, so why don't we say that just like you could be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh considerations, you could be Mechal Shabbos to avoid a Halbanus Pnei Chavero Barabim situation, if they're really equivalent. So he acknowledges that postmen don't say this, and no one's actually ruling that if you're in a situation where some is potentially going to be publicly embarrassed, you can be Mechal Shabbos to prevent that embarrassment, but he raises the question, why shouldn't that be the case? Rabbi Daniel Feldman points out in The Right and the Good, is that the name of the book?
Sounds like
it. The Right and the Good, right? In his English book on interpersonal halachos, chapter 1, that another potential nafkamina as to how seriously you take the halbanos pnei chaveru kiyu shavet damim or noach la'od m'shiapil asno kif shanesh would be what's the din of a kohen who is mavim pnei chaveru v'rabim k'niduchim. So kohen sharagas ha'nefesh under most circumstances we assume that he can't duchim. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Discussion in poskim, but if it's milchama, you're in the Israeli army, and for defensive purposes, fine. So that's discussed in the more contemporary poskim. But the standard situation, if kohen shevasach harikas and nefesh, doesn't duchen. What about a kohen shehilbim pnei chaveiro berabim? Is he allowed to duchen? So Rabbi Feldman points out there's a shuvas shevet alevi, chelaches simen kuf ayin beis, where Rav Ozner assumes as a Davar Pashat that it doesn't mean Akedei Kach, that it's really like Ritzicha, that you wouldn't be able to Duchen. That far we wouldn't go. And that seems to be the generally accepted position in Poskim. There's no entrance exam to Duchen to ask whether anyone ever embarrassed someone. However, Rabbi Feldman dug up someone who says otherwise, Kedarko, Sefer I never heard of, Birchos Harai, chapter 23. So he's machmir that if a kohen was malam pnei chaver barabim, he shouldn't tochen. Okay?
If he didn't do tshuva?
I don't know. Coach Aragath and Nefesh, even if you did tshuva, can't tochen.
Right, I'm saying, but
so if you're going to take it to that extreme, if you're going to take it to that extent, then maybe tshuva wouldn't help. I don't know. But to the extent that there are Rishonim that do sound like they take this very seriously as really being a Harag Valyavor, it doesn't really get implemented Lamaisa so much in the postgame with these Nafkaminas, meaning Nuchal Shabbos, or not Teduchin, etc. In that Shuvah's Binyan Siyan, he also points out that there's a Prima Gadim, has a Sefer called the Tevas Gomeh. So the Prima Gadim there assumes that Tamar wasn't Mechuyeves to be Moser Nafsha in this situation. That the fact that she was willing to be killed was a Lifnim Yishiras Adin, it was not absolutely necessary. Because he says it should be analogous to situations of Karka Olam. She wasn't doing anything active to be Malbim Pnei Chavero. It was, or she wouldn't have to. So it's analogous to Mashlich, if a person is thrown on a baby to kill him, so that we don't say Harag V'Yavur because that's Karka Olam. So maybe we should have a similar consideration over here. So the Binyan Siyan finds it difficult to calculate that this wasn't Me'ikar Adin, because we generally assume, like the Rambam, Smachlokas Ramatosos, we generally assume, like the Rambam, in Yisodei HaTorah Perakei Halacha Dalid, the Rambam is that there are Yaharg Valyavars, but anything that's not a Yaharg Valyavar, and if it's not Argus Adam Asan, it's not a situation where there's a Chil Hashem situation, or a situation of persecution, Stam a neutral case, so then if something's not Yaharg Valyavar, you're not allowed to be killed. So Tosis argues of Rezor Dach Vasayin, but within Shitas Rambam, that if there's no Yaharg Valyavar, the din is Yavor Val Yehorek. So how could you have a situation where you can voluntarily decide to be killed if the halacha doesn't mandate that you need to be killed? So Rabbi Karlbach in the Chavetzel Sasharon has a few different mahalchim to explain the actions of Tamar in this context. One of them is based on a Tshuvas Chemdas Shlomo. Tshuvas Chemdas Shlomo assumes that this principle of the Rambam of Yavar Valyaharig only applies to Yisraelim, doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach doesn't have the same gedarim about Yaharig Valyavar, and Bnei Noach can voluntarily decide to be killed for something that he doesn't need to be Me'ikar Hadin. He has a diyuk in Lashon HaRambam in Perek Yud Malachim Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes, Bnei Noach she'anso anas lavar lachas mitzosav, if Bnei Noach is forced by someone else to violate one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, Mutter lo lavor, afilo nenas lavor v'zara oved, even if it's going to be one of our gimel chamuras, even if someone's forcing this nachri, this ben Noach, to violate avodah zara, he's allowed to violate it. Lefi she'enam mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, there's no mitzvah of kiddush Hashem for bnei Noach. Ulaolam ein onchin mehem lo katan lo chayrish lo shota lefisha einan b'nei mitzvos. So when it comes to the sheish or the shabbat mitzvos b'nei Noach, b'nei Noach is not mechuyev to give up his life. What's the deal?
B'chorim Misfara, one should say that none of the Gedarim apply to a Ben Noach. I mean, just like a Ben Noach has no halachas of Yorub V'al Yavor,
right.
So the flip side also, right? So even in case situations of Yavor V'al Yehareg, so I mean, he should be able to give up his life if he so chooses. I mean, without the same Mischayav Ben Afsho as the Jew faces.
Is that his diuk?
I don't know.
And I didn't see the Chen Lashlam inside, I just saw the citation in the Chavetz Chaim Sasharon, and I thought I had a cheshem of the diuk was before, but now, as I'm saying it out, I'm not sure. But that is a position discussed by many. There's a Parshas Rachim that discusses that maybe there's no obligation of a, or restriction on a Ben Noach to not be killed, rather than a Vayil Nisr. Maybe he has the ability, or the flexibility, to do that.
For those like Rabbeinu Yonah and others who
right.
seem to hold that Habonas Ben Chavero Barabim is somewhat of an Amizraeli Shulchazamim, so what do they do with the fact that the whole Sfara of Maichozis doesn't really apply when it comes to Habonas Ben Chavero Barabim?
So some point out there's a Kesef mission, you saw the Torah here, I saw there's a shir by Rav Ozer, the Rosh Yeshiva of Itri. Rav Asher discusses this a little bit in Minchas Asher here, that's not necessarily the be-all and end-all of why we say Yehareg V'al Yavor by Ritzicha. Mm-hmm. Even though the Gemara has Maichazis, Rav Asher points out, well, so the Gath Mishnah seems to say, or basically says, that ultimately the Tzilug Zeres HaKasev, that's the initial time of the Gemara, but it's not necessarily the be-all and end-all. Mm-hmm. Rav Asher points out, Rai L'davar, that we say Yehareg V'al Yavor by Ritzicha even where there's no Sfar of Maichazis. For example, what's the din if you say to a person either Tnu Lanu Echad Mikem, you know, the classic case where the army comes and says, give us one of you or we're going to kill all of you. So the standard din is you don't give anyone and you're going to be killed if you need to be killed. Maichazis. Mm-hmm. What's the din if the person they're asking for is Tnu Lanu, or one of the people there is a treifa. So it's not really my chazis, because the treifa is going to die anyway. But lo matzino, aside from one potentially minority shita, but we generally assume that you don't give up with the treifa, even though the svar my chazis doesn't apply. So my chazis isn't the be-all and end-all necessarily. Now this Rav Ozer of Itri says maybe by Ben Noach it's different though, because maybe this holds the additional Xeris HaKasev, the additional reason for Yehareg V'al Yavor, maybe that only applies to Yisraelim, but maybe when it comes to Ben Noach it's only because of Maichazis. That's why Ben Noach, Poskim say Ben Noach, even though he doesn't have to be Moser Nafsho for Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, does have to be Moser Nafsho for Ritzayach, that you say by for Ritzicha that Ben Noach, you do say Yehareg V'al Yavor by Ritzicha, but it may not apply to Habonos Bnei Chavero. Even if you're going to be machmir for Ben Noach, that you have to say Yehareg V'al Yavor for Ritzicha, maybe it wouldn't apply to Habonos Bnei Chavero, because that's only mitam, because Ben Noach is only Bechlal Maichazis, and there's no Maichazis by Habonos Bnei Chavero, like you're saying. Good. So Rav Shlomo Zalman entertains, going back to Tamar, and what the rationale there was, and maybe Tamar thought, he doesn't really accept this in the end, but he entertains, maybe Tamar thought that it's true, Mekra din, there was no need to be Moser Nefesh, but she thought that no one's going to believe her anyway. So if no one's going to believe her anyway, so then might as well not embarrass him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't go with that in the end, but he raised that as a possibility.
But to your point, the Rambam, there's no middle ground, right? If you were to take the Rambam literally,
right.
Then... She either has to do it, or she's not allowed to do it.
Right, unless the Ben Noach is different.
Right. Is it possible to argue that Yehuda didn't rodef?
so some discuss that, right? Maybe I mean, you see, for the fact that the Gemara says Tamar did this, that apparently we're assuming he didn't have a din rodif.
Right.
Unless
you say that, well, the mashmas of the Gemara is that at some point it's a chiyuv. The question is, what's the midrash chasidus on her point?
Right.
Did she have to do it? Maybe she could have done.
Right. So if you're going to say the midrash chasidus, and it wasn't, I mean, the pashas is probably that it was make or din. That's how we learn that from her. But if you're going to defend the prima gadim, the dimei, that it was a midrash chasidus, so then yeah, then you could talk about that. There's always that balaturim. Right, that the Balaturim, right, the scarlet letter.
Yeah.
So according to that, the Gemara, I mean, that doesn't work in this Gemara anyway.
Yeah. the whole Gemara is a Pella, according to
So that's not what the Rashbam writes in his Hakdama to, I mean, the Balaturim isn't the Rashbam, right? But the Rashbam writes that he's not, in his Hakdama to Chumash, that he's not, sometimes he'll be Mefarish, the loke chazal, because that's true d'shemekri, even if it doesn't fit into chazal. So that's not a kasha. Rav Asher, in his piece on Michas Asher al-Torah, assumes that it's totally inconceivable that you could really believe that Albanos ben Echaver is Yarag Valyavar. I, half the Rishonim, at least seem to say it. So he tries to get out of it. He says, tells us the kasha, why don't we say that Albanos ben Echaver is one of the Gimel Chamuros? The answer is that it's not Mefurish B'Krah. So, Pashtus is, it's not Mefurish B'Krah. So it still has the same din of the Gimel Chamuros, but it's not listed because it's not Mefurish B'Krah. So Pashtus says, no, maybe Shad in Tosos is that because it's not Mefurish B'Krah, it ends up not being from the Gimel Chamuros.
Yeah,
not the Pashtus. Right. And he says, so that's what, you know, you feel compelled because of your logic to reinterpret the Rishonim. And he says, by rebating it also, so maybe that's not. He says, "I was right." But the receiver, he doesn't mean that it's really Yarag Val Yavor. So, right. So, so then, what was Pshat in the Maisa with Tamar? Meaning, so then, why did she do what she did? If there isn't even a Yarag Val Yavor, so what was her license to potentially give up her life and give up the life of two unborn children also? So he develops this interesting idea that sometimes there's an extra level of achrayus that tzaddikim have to daven more and to place their trust in Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will work things out. So she didn't have a me'ikra din consideration that she needed to do this, but because she was on a high level, so she was able to take a certain course of action that wouldn't be recommended for stam people and be mispalo that everything should work out in the end. But I guess it was in a chanami, if she would have known that she'd be killed, so she wouldn't have had the right to do that. That's his kind of dochek or attempt to explain how this is all really ladafka, it's super ki'ilu, and not really Yarag Val Yavor, and then there was no imperative to put her life on the line. It was just some kind of a midas chasidus.